Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
The most fun as a sports fan I've had in Atlanta Pro Sports is this team right now. Maybe not tonight, because tonight hasn't started off so great, but I don't know that I've ever had more fun watching a team. I've had a lot of fun. Mark Bradley of the AJC was on the show last night. Now, as I talk about this, obviously, if you're in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, you know, it's the kind of recency bias thing, and it's only how old you are, because you can't go back all the way to, well, John, you know, most of us can't go back to that team because we weren't alive. I understand that. And so, you know, you just limit it to what you know. So that's why the question that I'm going to ask here tonight, and we'll get into some of your calls about it a little bit later on, is what's the most fun you've ever had watching a professional sports team in Atlanta? Because I started thinking day-to-day, you know, last year was pretty fun. They were hunting down the Mets, mm-hmm. right, to get to 101 wins. The year before was really fun from about mid-September on, right? I mean, that playoff run was really a lot of fun.
Yep.
It was, you know, and of course, we can go to all those great teams in, you know, the 2010s. You can go back to the great teams in the late 90s, into the early 90s. And Mark Bradley said he thought that, now Mark's more my age, you know, in his early 60s, early to mid 60s. And he said the 91 Braves, because nobody expected the 91 Braves. There had been, in the late 80s, the Braves were horrifically bad. And I felt bad for Dale Murphy, because they had a team that had just the old castaways that had been stars in the past. It was like the senior league of baseball. And these guys had all been stars. And I don't know if Ted Turner was telling them, hey, listen, all these guys are star players, and they were star players when they were young. Okay, they're all like 50. And they had Ken Griffey Sr. and Gary Renicky and Ted Sizemore and Ken Obergfell and Ted, I don't know who the hell they had. And it was just all these old guys who 10 years, 12, 15 years before that had been all-stars. But now they're like 40 and they stink. But they have name value because he's Ken Griffey. Because before Ken Jr., that you all know, was his dad, and his dad was a great baseball player. And so, and they were just terrible. I mean, they were just awful. And they were really bad. And so, from 85, 86, it kept trending down. And as 88 was really bad, and 89. And we just, everybody kind of quit on the Braves. I mean, you literally could get a ticket for a buck outside the stadium. There'd be 4,000 people. And it was like, eh. Because I don't even know what was worse. The late 70s, where we were really bad, or the late 80s, from 85 till about 1990. A period of about 6 years of nothing. I mean, baseball purgatory for America's team on top of that. And then 91 happens. Nobody expects anything. And the team caught fire. And so much fire, they made it to the World Series. And so Mark was talking about how suddenly everybody in town, and he's right, in 1991 said, oh, wow, maybe the Braves are good. Hey, the Braves are okay. Hey, the Braves are getting better. And it just kept, are we for real? In August, after the All-Star break, hey, we are. And then September came, and like, hey, we actually could we make the playoffs? And then when they made the run to the World Series, the town went bonkers. And that was, of course, the beginning. That was pre-Greg Maddux, but the beginning of the run. You know what I mean? The beginning of all of that great run of the Atlanta Braves from that point on, from 1991 to now, 20, going on 21 division titles, and granted only two World Series, but 21 division titles were all spoiled by the Atlanta Braves. So you have, you know, the great history of the Braves, the 96 championship team, the World Series team a couple of years ago. You had a lot of fun back in 1982, if you're really old enough to remember it, when the Braves won 13 in a row to start the season. And they were 13-0, and that's what Tampa did this year, trying to break the Braves' record. They tied it, but didn't break it, for the best start in baseball history. Was it the 60-win Hawks team of a few years ago? Was it the Trey Hawks team that took Milwaukee into the NBA Eastern Conference Finals? That could have been a team. Was it the Super Bowl team? Was it either of the Super Bowl teams? I know what happened. I'm fully aware of what happened, okay? But we all know what happened. But the run was amazing, right? Up until 28-3, you know, up until that point, until you kicked off after going up 28-3, everything was roses. I mean, it was a hell of a lot of fun. So there's a lot to pick from. Maybe you're a fan of Atlanta United in that cup run. The championship game against Portland was a gas to be at. And that's the only, by the way, it's the only time. Now, my daughter works for Atlanta United, okay? And so Danny was at the game with us, and that was so cold and rainy and nasty. But I got the Maven to go to the game because I got tickets to the championship game. It's the only time in her life she's ever been to a soccer game. Day-Day, her record is, you say, Tammy, have you ever been to a soccer game? Yes. What's your record? 1-0. Oh, really? Anything important? Yeah, they won the championship.
Right, the one that counts.
Only game she's ever been to. They win the cup.
Nice.
So I'm trying to drag her to another one, if I can get her to go. Not that she's opposed. She's just like, you know, she didn't grow up with it. She's like, I don't know the rules. I'm like, I always let people say, I don't know the rules. You mean kickball, knock it in net, score goal? Is it that tough to figure out? You know, but I don't know what a corner is. Well, a corner is when it goes across. Oh, it's not that hard to explain. If you just listen, you'll get, it's not that hard. There's a throw line. There's a kick line. It's not that difficult. Well, I don't understand offsides. Well, nobody does. So don't worry about it. They raise the flag. It's no good. If they leave the flag down, you're good. So don't worry about that. Nobody knows what the hell offsides is anyway. So you're good. What's a yellow? Don't worry about that either. Nobody knows what the hell that is either.
Just come and cheer.
Just come and cheer. And if they knock it in the net, go, hey, they scored. You know, do your best Mike Connie. All right. What is the most fun that you've had, Day-Day, watching a professional Atlanta sports team?
Not necessarily in person. But I was
no, just in general.
Yeah, yeah. So for me,
over the course of time,
it was the Hawks throughout the mid to late 80s, Dominique days, and the battles with Bird, and I just loved Dominique. Growing up for me, Dominique was my favorite basketball player. And so, and the Hawks, I mean, back then, I mean, you know, and I hate to sound like the old guy, but it just seems like back then the almost every team was somewhat relevant, you know, in each conference. And just back then, the Eastern Conference was just, I mean, the Hawks just were always just in the mix. And it was just, like I said, that 85, 86, 87, like all through, you know, 88, all through there, man. I just really loved watching the Hawks play basketball back then.
Yeah, I love that team too. I mean, that was my favorite Hawks team of all time, you know. And again, fortunate enough to have been at most of the games at the Omni. To watch, you know, Dominique and Doc and, you know, Livingston and Carr coming off the bench. And, you know, that was such a great team. And Randy Whitman and all those guys. And I later became friends with Scott Hastings. And
nice.
So, you know, I mean, that was later in life. But no, they were a lot of fun to watch. No doubt about it. And so, you know, the most fun you've had as an Atlanta pro sports fan and watching a team. You know, it could be an era, like Day-Day said, and we'll talk about this with you. It could be an individual season. I'm not really looking for an individual moment. I'm just saying it's got to be more than just a moment. You know, I'm Sid Bream. Nothing for me will ever top Sid Bream, okay? I mean, the fact that I was there and standing over him at home plate probably cements that, but nothing will top Sid Bream for me in 92 because it was so improbable. to you know, is every, you know, lore that you played in the backyard, you know, two out, bottom of the ninth, you know, down a run, game seven, you know, that kind of thing. So, but this team this year, watching the first half of the season and just laughing every time that they would go out and every single game and just bomb away and bomb away and bomb away. I think the only thing that I thought was, you know, I was going, have ever, I ever had this much fun? I think in the second half of the season where the Falcons went to the Super Bowl, where they turned the Jets on and were unstoppable. There was a play in the Seattle playoff game at the Georgia Dome where Eric Weems let a punt go over his head, and the ball hit inside the 10 and rolled out of bounds at the 1. He could have caught it at about the 12 or the 15, and I was like, we're all screaming, why didn't you catch the punt? It rolled out at the 1. And we were all mad, and we're screaming at the television, you let it roll out of the 1, you big dummy, what are you doing? And here comes Matt Ryan trotting on the field, and I said, stop, stop, stop. I said, it doesn't matter, it went out at the 1. These guys, you know what, this is going to be pass, pass, run, pass, pass, touchdown. And sure enough, it was like run, pass, 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 run, pass, touchdown. It's like 99 yards, not a problem. That team was just an unstoppable force in the second half and run of the Super Bowl. I still don't know how we didn't win that game. What is the most fun? That we'll be talking about that in the next hour. First up, though, we're going to welcome DeShawn Tate into the show. He is our Hawks and NBA expert. I want to ask him about this whole DeJounte Murray thing, and what does he make of what the Hawks might or might not do next? It's John Fricke live on a Friday night on Sports Radio 92 on the Game in the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.